City Housing Director Pamela Weidman told council members she could not recommend the $65 million redevelopment of Brookhill Village. Weidman said the development team, which includes several people who work locally in housing, lacks experience and may not be able to raise bank financing. That disappointed nearly all the council members. Most said they hoped the city will continue negotiating with the developer, who had proposed making more than half the project's 324 units affordable. Councilmember Braxton Winston asked Weidman how the city could pass up a chance for affordable housing so close to Uptown and the South End.
Staff is seemingly suggesting that we displace these residents and completely gentrify Brookhill, a neighborhood with historic value. Is that something that we would seriously recommend for this council?
Developer Tom Hendrickson has said that if the city doesn't help fund the project, he won't be able to include affordable housing. Weidman responded that the city plans to work with the United Way to assess residents' housing needs. She compared it to a joint effort last year among social service agencies to find housing for residents displaced by redevelopment at Lake Arbor Apartments on the west side. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.